KNBR 680 presents the Mike Singletary Show.
Our formula is this. We go out, we hit people in the mouth.
Sponsored by Dr. Scott Hiver, the official eye doctor of the San Francisco 49ers. And by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer.
Okay, I'm from the old school. I believe this. I want winners. I want people that want to win.
For the last time in the 2009 season, but for the first time in the calendar year 2010.
There you go. I like that.
The Mike Singletary Show. Mr. Singletary, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, sir.
Yeah, Happy New Year. And wow, time of reflection, isn't it? Huh? I understand. In fact, today, Mike, are you meeting with all your players? Is that your schedule today?
Yes. It's the yesterday I spent most of the day meeting with as many players as I could, and we're finishing it up today.
Wow. Is that an arduous task, very difficult, or is it something you look forward to?
Something that I really look forward to.
Yeah. What's the message? Is it different for different players? Like for Alex Smith, you have like a half-hour meeting, but maybe for just a special teams guy, just a five-minute meeting? I mean, is it a different thing for different guys?
No, it really depends on what the meeting evolves into. Everybody has about 15 minutes. Sometimes a guy may take 20. Sometimes a guy may take five or three or four. It really depends, but we're constantly making sure that we're mindful of the time.
Sounds like a really good idea too. I like the philosophy. Is there any evaluation involved here too? Do you talk about performance, or do you just talk about looking forward to the future, or a combination?
Every player is different. You know, some guys don't really get a chance to play very much, so it's kind of looking at how they see themselves and what they're looking forward to in terms of the off season, how they're going to spend this time between now and the off season program. You know, there are other guys that maybe a number two player and feels that, hey, you know, what do I need to do to start? What do I need to do to make a larger contribution? Some guys are starters and done very well. What do I need to do to be all pro? What do I need to do to get the ball more? What do I need to do to make more tackles? You know, that kind of thing. So we're constantly talking about those things, and just really, I just feel that it's important to have an idea of what everybody on the team is feeling and what they're thinking, and I like to get those vibes before they leave.
Is this something you did back in Chicago when you were a player too?
No, not as much. As a player, I just made sure that I visited with my coaches, my position coach and the coordinator and the head coach and the trainer, and I just thought it was important for me, because it's always good to know where you stand, and I don't like people guessing. I don't like gray. I like things to be spelled out, and this is what this is, and this is what I expect, and let's go.
You know, what's interesting is part of your job is to be, like you said, you like black and white, not gray. So part of the job, I imagine, would be you have to be harsh with some guys. Say something like, either you didn't play as well as I wanted you to, or I don't see a future for you. Do you have to deliver harsh messages like that?
Well, I think most of the times, I think guys understand where they are when they come in. So, I don't have to really go there. But it's very important that I'm honest. I think all of the guys will tell you that one of the things that I really strive to be all time, at all times, is really honest. I don't want there to be anything that comes up, wow, coach, I didn't know that. I didn't expect that. I think most of the guys know what the conversation is going to be like, because we talk throughout the year.
All right. Obviously, these conversations are private and behind closed doors for a reason. But for us and for the listeners, could you share with us at least maybe what message you want to transmit to, let's start with, the most important guy in the building other than you, and Jed York, and that's Alex Smith, the quarterback. Everybody, it's all anybody's talking about. How's Alex going to be in 2010? Can he take the Niners to the playoffs? So what's the theme and the message you'd like to impart to him?
Well, first of all, you forgot Scott McClure.
I did forget Scott
McClure. Don't forget McClure.
You forgot Dr. York.
Yeah, see, that's true, man.
Forgot about Big Daddy York, yes.
And you forgot my coaches. See, I'm last on that list.
And while we're doing this makeup list, I'll add Denise York, too, please.
There you go. No, I think I will meet with Alex today, and the thing that I will tell Alex is I'm pleased with what he was able to accomplish this year. I thought he did a great job in the limited amount of time that he had. And I think, going forward, he's shown me enough to be the starting quarterback.
Okay. Do you look at – we've talked about this before, but you're not a big stats guy. You say you look at body language and leadership and stuff. So in evaluating Alex, how much of your positive evaluation is because you saw leadership skills, or how much is statistical that you liked?
I just saw him play football. And I think more so than anything else, he came off the bench without having any reps. He worked within an offense that went 180 degree change and moving parts in and out, trying to get the timing down with the receivers, trying to make sure that he and Jimmy and Mike Johnson were on the same page. I think there were a lot of things, and I just feel that Alex to me showed me a lot of maturity, showed me a lot of leadership, and also showed me a lot in terms of being able to throw the ball. And we give this guy time. He's going to put the ball where it needs to be.
Now, statistically, there are some things that weren't great. He wound up 19th in the league. You'd rather have him higher. His yards per attempt or yards per completion, and I was noting, was in the lowest third of the league. So statistically, there's some stuff that wasn't that impressive. Does that concern you?
Well, once again, I always, when I sit here and I look at the film and I, try to evaluate, I always look at Alex Smith in terms of being part of a team, the offensive team, the people that we have around him. I think there were some games that he really set himself apart. I think there were some games that he struggled a bit. But for the most part, I think the thing that I saw that was most consistent is he executed and did the things that we were asking him to do and really tried to take care of the football. With the exception of a couple of games here and there, but I thought he did a good job overall.
Hey, Coach, going from Alex Smith now to Vernon Davis, one of your really star pupils. I mean, the turnaround this guy's enjoyed this year has been great for you, great for us. It's just been great to watch. And I'm just wondering, just you as a head coach, I mean, clearly you've been pivotal in his production. I mean, do you take that as a point of pride? I mean, how do you feel about the Pro Bowl season you just watched Vernon Davis have?
I think when I look at Vernon Davis, I think it's just a combination of a number of things. Number one, Vernon has always been a great person. And I think people really misunderstood that. I had a relationship before I became the head coach with Vernon and talk with him often. And I just feel that it would be easy to step back and, have a sense of pride. I'm very proud of what he's accomplished, but I think what Vernon Davis has been able to do is all about Vernon Davis. It's all about his grandmother. It's all about his upbringing. He is a fine young man, and I'm just so thankful for him and what he's been able to bring to this team. So I just think that a lot of things came together at the right time.
Hey, Coach, last thing on Vernon. Any truth to the rumor that he's now actually faster without the dreadlocks than he was before with the dreads?
I don't know if he's faster. I don't know if his we're going to have to get a new routine for his neck and make sure that stays strong. But I just think that it's just really exciting to see where he's headed. And he's not going to do anything but get better.
You know, Mike, you make it such a obvious, you're very a religious man, and you quote the Bible and you read the Bible. You were a little worried, the story of Samson. He cut his hair, lost his strength. I was a little worried about Vernon.
Yeah, but look at the touchdown. He just had the great run. That's what I'm saying. So, Coach, if you were concerned, you got to be okay now.
No, I'm just fine.
All right. Hey, a third name that is so important to Niner fans is Frank Gore. And we were just going over before you came on some stats that were just so impressive for Frank, for a guy who was injured this year and had a change in offense. Yards per attempt, top five in the NFL. And of the 1,000-yard rushers in the NFL, only three did it on fewer carries, the two guys at Carolina and the kid in Kansas City. So I'm wondering, those are great stats. I'm wondering if you want to look at him another way. Do you think, God, I should have gotten Frank the ball even more this year?
Well, you know, you can always go back and say, you know, I should have done this more, I should have done that less. You know, one thing for sure going into the season is you know that you have playmakers, and Frank is one of those guys. And I think Frank is a guy that you can you can say, look, we'd like for you to pack the load this week. This game, we really need you to be able to handle the ball 25 times, 30 times. And he can do that. You know, he's a game changer, and just very thankful that we have him.
Yeah, and have you talked to him yet, or is that today's meeting?
Today.
Yeah, I wonder, when talking to him, we were talking about his personality. He seems like one of the most sincere kids you ever want to meet. I mean, you've talked about this before. I imagine do you anticipate himself beating himself up this year like he didn't do enough? I mean, he seems like he's never satisfied.
No, I just think that's part of his makeup. And I think that's what great players are like that. You know, they want the ball. And, you know, I've never met a running back that was worth his salt that didn't, you know, always want the football. And same thing with the receiver. You know, I never met one that wasn't frustrated about not getting the ball. So I think we're very fortunate to have some of those guys and you know, just got to put them in the right situation to make plays.
All right, Mike, we only have for a few more minutes, or a few more questions we want to get out. And a guy whose name is going to be a hot topic on sports radio and columnists and blogs is Jimmy Ray, because the offense finished 27th in yards. There were all sorts of stats that showed you guys didn't have a great offensive year. I wonder, are you aware of the criticism? Are you concerned about Jimmy Ray and his production with this offense, and what your message to the fans would be about Jimmy Ray?
I am aware of the criticism, and I think, you know, certainly I understand it. But I think going forward, you know, when I look at Jimmy Ray and when I look at what he really had to, what he was asked to do this year, you know, you kind of come into the season and you prepare in the off season. You got a coaching staff that he inherited that I feel is a very good coaching staff. And he came in and you know, really tried to understand the vision that we had in mind going forward and tried to do that. And I think, you know, what happened is there were just some things that changed along the way. You know, some injuries to our offensive line. I think change in the quarterback. You know, Crabtree coming in late. I think there were a number of things that Jimmy had to work through this off season, as well as the entire offensive staff. I just know that going forward, that you know, Jimmy and I will sit down and talk about some things that kind of reevaluate some things and you know, put the offense in a situation where, you know, we can be a balanced offense. We can be a very effective offense, one of the best offenses in the league. Certainly the experience is in that room to do that. And, you know, that's just something that will be a work in progress this offseason.
Yeah, okay, it'll be a huge story for you guys. And then quickly on the defense, some of the stats are great. Third best sack total in the league, fourth best scoring defense. You want to talk about the stat that matters, scoring defense in the league. Is that, I know Greg Minuski dials up your things, but Mike, in some ways, is that a reflection of you as a head coach? And are you kind of most proud of the way the defense showed up this year?
Well, I think it's really a reflection of the defensive staff just coming together. You know, Greg Minuski and Jim Tomsella and Johnny Lynn, VJ. I think all of those guys really work well together. There's a really good chemistry amongst them. And I think more so than anything else is just a combination of defensive staff that's had some time together, players that have had some time together and been in the system for a few years together, and really having a good defensive scheme. So I think it's a combination of all of those things and just doing a good job.
Yeah, you throw in Patrick Willis, Justin Smith, Abreu Franklin, Deshaun Goldson. That helps too. Those guys had good years.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, and finally, you finished your first full year as NFL head coach, and you've often spoken to us about how much you love it. You love your job, and you just feel so privileged. I wonder now that you've finished your first full season, what's like your favorite thing about this job? And do you have a favorite moment on a Sunday that you reflect back on, man, that one game we had at home was my favorite, or playing Monday night, or playing the Bears? What's like your favorite memory?
I think if I had a favorite memory so far is just being able to go out and anytime we go out and execute and do the things that we're capable of doing. I think my favorite moments are yet to come. This year it was a decent year, but at the same time. I'm very excited to kind of step back now and reflect and look at some things that we have to do better. We have to do differently. We have to put in place, whether it be a player or system. And I feel very thankful moving forward that we will do the things that we have to do to get where we need to go.
So favorite memory is yet to come. I guess we'll leave it at that, and we'll say Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year, Coach.
Enjoy your meetings with your players.
Yeah.
Thanks for a good year with us. We enjoyed the conversations, and we look forward to even more.
Thank you very much.
Mike Singletary on KNBR 680, the sports leader.